This is Fresh Air. Bob Dylan and the band toured together in January and February of 1974 in a series of 40 concerts in 21 cities, resulting in a live double album called Before the Flood, released later that same year. Well, now Bob Dylan is releasing a massive 27 CD set called The 1974 Live Recordings. It captures some of the most raucous rock and roll Dylan has ever made. Rock critic Ken Tucker listened to all 431 songs in this collection and has this review.
You say you love me and you are thinking of me, but you know you could be wrong. You say you told me that you want to hold me, but you know you're not that strong.
Locomotive power and rhythm, the headlong careening pace, the way the vocals are shouted into a gale force wind created by the guitars, the drums, and the yelling of the audience. That's the way Bob Dylan and the band commenced many dates on their 1974 tour, with a steamrolling version of Most Likely You'll Go Your Way and I'll Go Mine. The version I played to start this review is from the January 30th show at Madison Square Garden. Here's how they grappled with Tough Mama, a rollicking barroom brawl of a song from Dylan's then-current album Planet Waves, in a Philadelphia afternoon show.
Tough Mama, me checking on your bone. I'm gonna go down to the river and get some stone.
When Bob Dylan first toured with the band, then called the Hawks, in 1966, it was soon after he'd gone electric and his folky fan base came out to boo him. Guitarist Robbie Robertson wrote about how depressing it was to go from town to town and face such hostile disapproval night after night. One way to hear the beginning of the 1974 tour, therefore, is as Bob's revenge. He and Robbie and drummer Levon Helm, bassist Rick Danko, keyboardists Garth Hudson and Richard Manuel greet the now adoring fans with shocking aggressiveness, their instruments blazing, every night a high noon showdown. That's the song that kicked off the entire tour in Chicago, a deep-cut obscurity called Hero Blues, which was never played again. The standard set list for this tour included such Dylan touchstones as Like a Rolling Stone, Lay Lady Lay, and Forever Young. But there's not a trace of nostalgia in these performances. You have to understand, big star acts just did not play their hits live in this manner 50 years ago. The idea had always been to reproduce, to the best of one's ability, the sound of the studio recordings, and then toss in some well-rehearsed spontaneity to make the crowd feel it was getting a unique experience. But Dylan and the band gave new meaning to the term bang for your buck. They detonated, exploded these songs. You might have known what tune you were about to get from the opening chords, but you sure as heck couldn't imagine the frenzy of what was to follow. Thank you. There was a fair amount of revisionist thinking about this tour in the years following it, with some commentators saying the music was too loud, rushed, and messy, that Dylan was willfully mangling his own songs. Dylan himself contributed to this revisionism by giving interviews putting down the tour. He told Cameron Crowe, "It was all sort of mindless. The only thing people talked about was energy this, energy that. The highest compliments were things like, 'Wow, a lot of energy, man.'" On stage, Dylan sounds at various times impatient, cranky, contemptuous, not of the audience, but of his own performance. There are moments when he lures the band into matching his own foul mood. Listen to the way Garth Hudson mimics on his keyboard the prissy phrasing Dylan uses to begin a pretty terrible version of Ballad of a Thin Man.
You walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. See somebody naked. You say, "Who is that man?" You try so hard, but you don't understand what you're gonna say when you get home. But you know something's happening here, but you don't know what it is. Tell you, Mr.
That was from a Philadelphia afternoon show. Now listen to the far better, more animated, more committed version of the same song he performed the next night in the same city.
You walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. See somebody naked. You say, "Who is that man?" You try so hard, you don't understand what you're gonna say when you get home. Because something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
Bob Dylan and Garth Hudson are now the only ones alive from the six men on stage here. I had a great time listening to these 27 discs over a number of days, and I never felt I was dwelling in the past. Dylan and the band's sometimes exhilarated, sometimes exhausted, always craving a change music suits the era we're living in. It's 50 years old, but it's also right on time.
Nobody feels any pain. The rain. Everybody knows baby's got new clothes, but lately I see her ribbons and her bows have fallen from her curls. She takes just like a woman. She wakes just like a woman, and she aches just like a woman, but she breaks just like a little girl.
Ken Tucker reviewed Bob Dylan's The 1974 live recordings. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, Ta-Nehisi Coates talks about his trip to Senegal, where he reflected on his ancestors' enslavement, and his trip to Israel in the West Bank, where he got a firsthand look at the ongoing conflict. He's best known for his book, Between the World and Me, and his Atlantic Magazine cover story, The Case for Reparations. His new book is called The Message. I hope you can join us. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krinzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, Joel Wolfram, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producers are Molly C.V. Nesper and Sabrina Seward. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.
It was raining from the first, and I was dying there of thirst, so I came in here. And your long-time curse hurts, but what's worse is it pain.